5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Hey, TL, was that a good song or what?
That's awesome.
I love it, I love it, I love it. And you're going to love this show today, everybody, because we are going to feature today on Blue Suede Connection the great backup vocals of the Imperials in Hour 1.
Nice.
In Hour number 2, we're going to feature the Stamps.
I know, how exciting.
Yeah, now the Imperials joined Elvis in 1969 along with the Inspirations and Millie and all those other great artists that played behind him in the orchestra and the band. And we featured a lot of those folks on other shows.
Right.
But this week we're going to highlight the fellas. You know, we've done shows on the Jordanaires and different folks, but I think it's time to really talk about the Imperials here in Hour number 1. A fantastic group. They were known in the gospel music world.
Sure, yep.
And they're still today performing, some of them. So, and it started, the band started years ago. You're going to give a little history of that
in a little bit.
But we're going to talk about them, of course, here in Hour 1. And like I said, number 2 is going to be all about the Stamps. Now, here in Hour 1, you're going to hear from some of the Imperials themselves. Terry Blackwood, Joe Machia, and Sherman Andres. You know, they are all predominant vocalists in those bands.
Right, right.
And you're going to hear from them in an hour number 2. You can't talk about the Stamps without talking about J.D. Sumner.
Oh, of course.
He'll be chiming in a little bit. And Bill Blaze.
They're both going to talk about
the Elvis and their encounters and how it all went down.
Absolutely.
And you're going to share something interesting on the show today. I never associated Elvis with Mexican food.
I know. Me neither. Yeah.
You know?
My favorite, one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, trust me, I know that. Folks, whenever we're going to go out to eat here at the house, I'm a very versatile guy. I'm a fat guy. I can eat anything. I love my Italian, love my burgers, I love my pizza and all that, of course. But 99.9% of the time, the STL, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? If you like Mexican. So, no wonder you're going to love that story today.
I know, it's going to be fun.
Your two favorite things, Elvis and Mexican food, how can you go wrong?
Arriba, arriba.
All right, so that first song really highlighted, you know, like I said, The Wonder of You. You can really hear, you can hear the Imperials a lot in that.
Yeah.
Especially all those high parts they come in with him.
Right, yeah.
And I want everybody to pay attention today. You know, we always pay attention to Elvis, and of course you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But listen closely to a lot of these songs, and you'll really hear how important these backup vocals were.
Absolutely.
In all these great songs. To get things started, we're going to hear from Terry Blackwood. He was a member of the Imperials. And let's see what he has to say and get into a lot of great music today here on What Show Is This, Baby?
Blues Suede Connection.
The Imperials never met a kinder man, a more generous man, who really cared about people and made us feel so welcome every time we were with him. And loved life and loved people. And where that places him in the kingdom or in God's care is only for God to know, but I know that he was a good man to us, and we thoroughly enjoyed working with him.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on me, sweet beloved. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she smiles and whispers magic and her tears are shining on me, sweet with love.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
For more than just a day.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we have is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. Now don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've had 100 just like you, but don't be blue. I'll have 1,001 too. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we have is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. And now there you go, you're crying again. You should have known how things would end. But then someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, if you can see. That's what you get for loving me.
Really nice song right there. That's what you get for loving me. How
can I love,
you not love,
I love
a
that
song like that?
Yeah, I love that song.
All right, now that we're listening to this, baby, we got it underway. Tell us a little bit about the Imperials and why we're talking about them today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, there's some things about this group that I didn't really know, so this is interesting as well. Jake Hess, who we all know Elvis just adored from the Statesman Quartet.
Right.
Well, he's the one that actually started the Imperials, but back when he started it, it was called simply Imperials.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why was when he stepped away from the Statesman, he was trying to do kind of a play off of the Statesman, off of the word king, because they were known, the Statesman was known as the king of the Southern Gospel era. So he thought Imperials kind of matched that.
Okay, that makes
sense. And he had it in from 63 to 66.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jake started to have some health issues, so he turned it over to Mashio and the other members
right,
of the
right.
group.
The ones
in,
we know.
Yeah, in 67. And they ended up revamping the title to The Imperials. So that's how we get this.
A little change was okay, yeah.
Right, exactly. And they also changed their sound from more of that Southern quartet group to more of a contemporary Christian,
right.
which is moving with the times.
Yeah, definitely.
So the Imperials then went on to have their own albums done at the time,
right.
and they actually won Male Quartet of the Year for 1969 from the Gospel Music Association.
The year they joined Elvis.
They joined
officially.
Elvis. Well, actually, they started working with Elvis in recording sessions from 66 to 71.
How Great Thou Art.
Right. They were on the How Great Thou Art album, which won Elvis a Grammy for the title track. But they started touring with him in 69.
Yeah.
But they only toured as a group for about 3 years, from like 69 to 71.
Right.
They ended up breaking from Elvis and then went on with Jimmy Dean and then broke from him, too.
Right.
So I guess their touring situation didn't last long.
When he loved and he was generous. He was very personal. If you'll notice, in if you saw That's the Way It Is, somebody was sick in the group, you know. And he came over to the girls and knelt down with them and asked about them. How's so-and-so doing? And how's she feeling? And is there anything I can do?
Well, you rock my soul down in the bosom. Rock, rock, rock down in the bosom. You rock my soul down in the bosom. You rock my soul, yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, whoa.
You know, we've heard insight from the Inspirations when that first time meeting in 1969.
Right, right.
And they were like, what in the world is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
We're these soulful girls. He's blue suede shoes. And they got all these dudes up here, this male
right.
singing quartet.
Exactly.
Or whatever they were. I don't know whether they were a quartet or what they were. But they were male singers.
Right,
and
yeah.
a full orchestra and all this stuff. Everyone's thinking, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody felt like that. Yeah, the creative mind of Elvis, though, right?
Yeah, and it was all his mind. He wanted that big sound.
He knew he wanted a touch yeah. of all these different genres.
Right. Well, yeah. we're going to talk more about all this right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Well, golly. Now back to more fun and music on the Blue Suede Connection.
One, two, three, four.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, within the time of travel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling. That old feeling. Feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up.
We got to patch it up, baby, to sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try with that feeling. That old feeling.
Their voices really did blend well with the Inspirations.
Right, right, yeah.
You know, you can tell when it's just the Inspirations,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell when they're adding in, just adding to that overall sound. It's really good. You know, you mentioned the Imperials, the studio stuff they started working with Elvis in 66 mm-hmm. with How Great Thou Art. You can find them on these other albums where you'll hear them from 66 to 71, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
From Memphis to Vegas, live at the International Hotel, on stage. That's the Way It Is, Elvis Country.
Nice.
Wonderful World of Christmas, that's them doing the backups on that. Elvis Now album, He Touched Me album, full album, and Love Letters.
Oh, I love those albums, too.
So, yeah, so that's probably, I guess Love Letters is probably the last studio album they probably did
with
him.
Yeah, yep,
but,
that's true.
They were there for a short time, but they made a big impact and did a great job with him, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
All right. Here's Terry Blackwood sharing a little bit more about Elvis.
When you recorded with Elvis, you know, your typical recording is you stand around a microphone, a still microphone, and you sing the song. You try to get the best sound you can out of a stationary mic. But with Elvis, if it was a rhythm song, he had that mic in his hand. And he was going through all of his gyrations and his moves to the rhythm of the music. He could not be still on a rhythm song.
Wish I was an apple dangling from a tree. Every time you pass me by, you'd take a bite of me. Wish I was a bluebird, I'd never fly away.
Two courses both times, fellas. Okay. When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. I'm tossed from side to side, like a ship on a raging tide. I don't worry and I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time. But that's all right, I'm not the worrying kind, because I got confidence too. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, God is gonna fix it for me. I got confidence too. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, he's gonna fix it for me. Job was sick all so long, till the flesh fell from his bone. His wife, his cattle, and children, everything they had was gone. But Job, in his despair, he knows that God still cares. Sleepless days and sleepless nights, Job said, honey, that's all right, because I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, God is gonna fix it for me. And I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. Some folks wonder how I smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything is going wrong? I don't worry and I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but there's
a worrying kind, because
I've got confidence God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. I've got confidence God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I'm gonna fix it for me. For me, I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know He's gonna fix it for me. I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be.
Just singing right along over there, aren't you?
Oh, man. One of my favorite songs. You got this great music on here.
I know. It's just, well, it's not me. It's him.
Oh, well, of course.
It's all him.
I know.
And with the help of them.
And you picked it.
Right.
So I'll give you some credit.
We're all one big happy family and one big happy team.
Yep,
that's the
yep,
way it all works.
Yep.
All right, baby. You know, we always say it. We're a family here. This is a family event every week.
That's right.
And all those great folks you've been conversing with over there on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Different things.
From all over, from
yes.
all over. I mean, we recently put a post out and asked everybody, tell us where you're from, because mm-hmm. we now have over 6,000 people following us on Facebook and growing every day.
Yeah.
And I can't believe some of the places, South Africa. I mean, it just, the Netherlands, it just goes on and on, every state in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we love to hear from you guys. You know, you're welcome to reach out to us and tell us your favorite song, what you want us to play, or leave a dedication. And you can do that at 540-227-0514. And all those international folks, that number works on WhatsApp.
Now look, TL kind of mans the Facebook thing. That's kind of become your thing.
Yeah.
Folks, listen, I need your help. She's making me look bad. You
what?
Need to help me out because I take care of the YouTube stuff
oh.
mostly. I need you to come over there. You need to subscribe, number one. And a lot of you have done that. But listen now, I really need you to like.
Is this a contest?
Like our videos. You have to like them. And then really importantly, you need to comment. Just say, hey, listening in so-and-so, love the show. Anything. Love this song. Love this video. Whatever. Because that helps us on YouTube. TL is way ahead of me.
I know. I think he's feeling bad these days, folks. He's lonely.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving. So we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone. Then play just one more song. Cause this is our dance. Darling, remember, it's our you go now.
Love Letters album. We was just talking about that.
Right.
You know, those 70s albums, they don't get as much attention, I don't think, as some of the earlier stuff. But
yeah,
a lot of people, you know, love those albums. They just don't get the attention that, like, Elvis's Back does or one of those others, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know, that's because the radio stations aren't doing what we're doing.
Right, exactly. There you go. Hey, that was kind of what I was going to get at. You know me, don't you?
I do know you.
All right. We know you. We know you've always got fun stuff to share, and you're going to share more fun stuff after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
She's mine, all mine, no matter what you
sweet as she can be. Hands off of her, she belongs to me. Hands off of her, don't belong to you. Well, she's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work.
Speaking of working, TL's Woo! Over there working hard, getting all kind of good stories to share with us, and share another good story, baby.
All right, so we're going to Parade Magazine or Parade.com online,
right?
And they're saying, what was Elvis Presley's most iconic look? And they're not really making it clear by just that title if it's stage or private look.
Right.
But I think it's stage because they're saying...
just out of curiosity, close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Elvis Presley, what do you see? What do you see right in your head right now? What image do you see?
Yeah, well...
So you're thinking about it. You're
cheating. No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm thinking about what to say because what I first saw is what exactly they're saying.
Okay, go ahead.
But I don't know if it's influenced by this article because I'm reading it now or if it's real. You have to ask me when I'm not paying attention.
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, he went from flashy jackets, pegged pants, army fatigues, black leather. Now, see, some fans would say black leather is the first thing they see.
Yeah.
Actually, the first thing I see is a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
But again, it could be from this article because as it turns out, fans everywhere voted that the Elvis and Aloha American Eagle jumpsuit is what they think is his most iconic look.
Because it's the thing you see the most on commercials, on TV, whatever.
I don't know if that's what I would think if I hadn't read this article, you know?
I think of the red scarf and the black shirt from 68. I see that mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or the 50s Elvis.
I see the Sullivan white suit. I don't know what I would, because I'm so influenced by what I might have just read. I'm not sure what my true thought would be on that.
Yeah, confusing stuff, huh?
Mm.
All right. Well, we're talking about the Imperials here today. And back when they got started, there wasn't a whole lot of race mixing in the music.
That's true. Your white quartets
and your black soul singers and your this and that and your jazz.
Southern black gospel groups.
But Sherman Andreas.
Yeah.
He joined the Imperials.
I like him. He's neat.
Let's hear from him a little bit.
When I joined the group in 1972, they took a big chance because there were no blacks in contemporary or Southern gospel music, and I was the first one, and it made all the headlines and everything. It was in Billboard and all the newspapers in Tennessee, and my first time meeting Elvis was he had a folder full of clippings of things that he had read about me. As a matter of fact, the Imperials brought me to his suite, and he gave me this folder with all the clippings, and he personally welcomed me into the family. And for a guy who, you know, didn't really know where he stood, this was very important that he acknowledged my presence and, you know, made me feel very much a part of what we were all doing. And right away, he treated me like he'd known me for years. He gave me one of those TCB chains and everything, and I was just one of the guys, and I never forgot that.
Your lips, there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You try hard not to show. In your eyes when I reach out for you, girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do. It makes me just I'm
Thank you very much.
I had a record that came out last year, and it went like this.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head. My pillow still wet, last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. Cause every time I cry, I know I hurt my little children, so I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. We'll find a brand new mom. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with the runny nose. In the street is a cold and blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car. Tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as the young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a little baby child is born. And his mama cries. Oh.
answer? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly Suede Connection.
Recording sessions you do with Elvis, you have to record a big hit song like Burning Love.
And that's the song, yeah. Wow. That'd be impressive out of the gate, wouldn't it?
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, a Blue Suede Connection. Hour number one, we covered the Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
And now this hour, it's the Stamps' turn.
All right, yeah, good stuff there.
So from 1972 all the way on through, they were the backup band. They're the backup singers, along, of course, with the Sweet Inspirations.
Right, right.
Kathy Westmoreland and, you know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this hour, we're going to talk a lot about the Stamps. We're going to share a little insight to who they were and talk about them a little bit. I'm going to share a little bit more about J.D. Sumner himself.
Ah.
Amazing artist in his own right.
Great
absolutely.
Guy, yeah.
And Elvis and Mexican food. This doesn't have anything to do with Funnel Acapulco or anything.
No, not at all. And it doesn't seem like it would go together, but it does.
All right, we're going to find out. You're going to hear from some members of the Stamps here on Blue Suede Connection today. In fact,
sure.
Here's Bill Blaze, the guy that did the ha at the end of Burn Love, back and forth with Elvis.
Yep.
This is him.
The Imperials were leaving in the fall, and so in November of 1971, we joined Elvis Presley in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it was quite an exciting event for us. My first impression was very interesting, and we go in this rehearsal room at the hotel in Minneapolis. In walks this whole entourage of people, and right in the middle of them was Elvis, and he had a cane. He had shades on, with TCB shades on, you know, like he wore, and a lot of hair. He stepped back And the Sweet Inspirations were lined up right in front of us, like we did on the stage, and we were behind them. He stepped back out between two of the Sweet Inspirations, and he got back just about 10 feet or maybe 8 feet, something like that. And when he got back there, he just reached up and grabbed his head, and he had a wig on. And he took this wig off and threw it at the foot of Estelle from the Sweet Inspirations, because he never wore a wig. Didn't need one, but he just had one that day, just teasing. He threw it at the foot of Estelle, the Sweet Inspiration. She fell out. I mean, literally fell on the floor laughing. It was the most hilarious introduction I've ever had to anybody.
The lights are going dim. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it.
an alternate cut.
Oh, I love it. I love that song.
That's one of your favorite albums, too.
Yeah,
Elvis
it
Presley
is.
Boulevard,
yep.
Isn't it?
It's high up there. Yep.
I know that. I know you so well. All right, we're listening to Elvis, of course, today, but Elvis along with those great backup singers, the Stamps Quartet.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, give us a little insight. Tell us a little bit about the Stamps Quartet.
So, they're known as the longest history of any quartet group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they. I didn't know that either,
no,
actually.
Oh, not so good.
They were formed by Frank Stamps in 1924. And at the time, J.D. was only 4 years old when he first heard them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he told his mama.
You think he sounded like this when he was four?
I doubt it, but he did tell his mom that he wanted to sing bass in a gospel quartet.
Mom, yeah. I want my ice cream.
He had a very deep voice, yeah. But J.D. actually didn't come into the Stamps until 1965.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
When J.D. Sumner. And also James Blackwood, who was part of the Blackwood Brothers, they purchased the name and the quartet musical company. It's called the Stamps Quartet Musical Company from Frank Stamps in 65. So they took over at that point.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know what happened to Frank. I don't know if he passed or whatnot. Mm. But then J.D. went on and recreated the Stamps into kind of what he envisioned them to be, which was more than just a gospel, you know, traditional Southern gospel group. He kind of started to make it more contemporary. And
I guess that's maybe when they became J.D. Sumner and the
Stamps
Quartet.
That's why they became J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. That's very true. And he ended up joining Elvis from 71 to 77,
right
after the Imperials had left. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, but J.D. had a different view as to what his position with Elvis was going to be. The reason why he chose Elvis, other than the fact of who Elvis was, and he'd met Elvis when Elvis was very young, and he felt that Elvis was going to allow him to basically preach the gospel from a stage all over the world. You know, they didn't make it all over the world, of course, but that was his envision at the time.
Right.
And they also felt that by participating in basic genre music outside of gospel music, that that would also establish the group and continue their legacy to reach more people for God.
Well, they still did it. Elvis let them do it somewhat.
Oh, they did it a lot.
Yeah.
And they did reach a lot more people than they probably would have done on their own.
Right.
But they recorded so much out with Elvis and outside of Elvis. And, I mean, Elvis was a huge part of their movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, they were there with him from 71 up until the very end. And they're on the last album, this album right here.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a gambler, betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby.
Thank you.
missing you.
Blue Suede Connection happening right after this.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars.
Or vacationing in Venus.
We've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on Earth. Keep moving. Don't you try to turn me off.
Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. Got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby.
You know, if you really want to see how important these backup vocals were and this and that,
yeah,
the two documentaries, if you watch Elvis, That's the Way It Is.
Oh, yeah.
You see the Imperials all throughout that. Him in the studio with them there in the hall rehearsing.
Right.
And then you see him on stage with them. You see how important they were. Mm-hmm. And then Elvis on tour, the same thing with the Stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You see him backstage doing a little, you know, singing I, John and stuff like with them.
Oh, but yeah.
You really get to see his interaction with these guys and girls and see how important they were and what they meant to the music.
Mm-hmm.
They meant so much to the music.
Right.
There you go. So in a part of Elvis on tour, he does a little interview here and there. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to see more of that in the upcoming thing that Baz is putting together, which we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
But a lot of the interview stuff that we haven't heard a lot of, but some we have.
Right.
And here is some of it. Elvis talking about the Stamps.
I knew J.D. from back when I was 15 years old, when he first came to Memphis to sing with a group called the Blackwood Brothers. And I was a big gospel music fan, so they would sing all night. And I would stay there all night, you know. And he had formed this new group himself a couple of years ago. And I just heard their records and put them together with the Inspirations and everything else that we had.
As a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor, tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow. Though my heart is full of tears at this farewell.
For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, dearly than the spoken word can tell.
I heard as a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell.
For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, dearer than the spoken word can tell.
Gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart on the sea. I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to
parade. I shall watch the English mess roll through the day.
For you are beautiful. I loved you dearly, dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful. I loved you dearly, oh dearly than the spoken word.
And the Stamps were singing high parts on that too.
Ah, nice.
Along with the Inspiration. It's kind of funny. All right, you gave the story of the Stamps and J.D. a little bit, but we'll tell you a little bit more about J.D. Sumner.
Yeah.
He was known for his exceptionally deep bass voice, of course.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, his ability to hit extremely low notes.
Mm.
He was known as the world's lowest bass singer. Now, I don't know what this means because I'm not a musician, but you may understand it. His vocal range extended beyond the lowest note on the piano, even reaching a G-O during a vocal slide while singing with Elvis. I don't know what that means, but it sounds impressive.
All right,
whatever
yeah.
it means. He was born on November 19th, 1924. We lost J.D. on November the 16th of 1998. Now,
I
you
want
to know
J.D.
how deep this guy's voice was? Just listen to him talk.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we'll leave it at that.
There was a saying down at the Ellis Auditorium, which was two blocks from where he lived in the housing project. He was always at the sayings. And then 1 month, he missed. And the next month, he came back. I said, son, where were you last month? Why didn't you come? He said, I didn't have enough money to buy a ticket. I said, well, you won't need any money from now on. I just come to the stage door. I'll let you in for nothing. And that's the way it remained until... About the next thing I knew, he was letting me in his stage door because I didn't have the money.
I'd like to ask J.D. Sumner and the Stamps to sing one of my favorite songs, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Did I ever do to deserve it? show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to
JD, sounds fantastic. Thank you. I'd like to do one of my favorite gospel songs. This features the Stamps also. How great that was. I'd like to do one of my favorite gospel songs. This features the Stamps also. How great thou art.
You know, as proud as Elvis was of himself when he would hit those high notes and this and that in the shows, I think he was equally as proud of the guys and the girls behind
him.
Oh,
absolutely.
He was proud of James on that guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He was proud of Ronnie on those drums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just loved it, and he loved showing them off. He liked being a show-off himself, of course.
Sure.
And he deserved to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could clearly see that he liked showing his guys and girls off.
Absolutely.
And I never forget the story. We used to play it. I'll have to find that again maybe for another show, where Bill Blaze, the guy we heard from earlier, is talking about that particular incident in Elvis on tour.
Mm-hmm.
When Elvis takes the back seat and says, I'd like the Stamps to come up here.
Right.
And they sang Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
Right.
And that was Bill singing lead on that. And Elvis was just in awe of watching his guys do their thing.
Oh, you see it all over his face, yeah.
Absolutely.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Thank you.
Bueno música, señorita.
Ah, gracias, señor.
Ayuda, por favor. Share a story, señorita.
What are you talking about?
That's my Spanish. Is that Mexico, Spanish?
Yeah, know, really? Okay.
I was, you know, segueing into your bit you're going to do.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Mexican food. Now, what does Mexican food and Elvis, what do they have to do with each other? Well, apparently, Elvis did have a favorite restaurant for food down south.
It wasn't Taco Bell, very south. I hope.
What was that? No. Was Taco Bell even around?
Yeah, but that's all right.
We won't talk about that.
Nah.
No, he loved La Cazuelas in Palm Springs. Now, this is going to be on my list of having to check this out, of course, because it is still around, apparently.
Okay.
Or at least it was at the time that Chowhound, Chowhound reported on La Cazuelas.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm having a hard time saying it. But anyway, they said that to this day, people still come into the restaurant and ask to have whatever Elvis's special order was.
And that's what we'll do.
Yes. And apparently his special order was rancho beans, or also called frijoles rancheros.
Right.
And it's on the menu, and it's whole pinto beans mixed with onions, tomatoes, and cheese with layers of chilies and bell peppers.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a little spicy.
I like that.
So he loved to order iced tea with it, and they said it's a refreshing combination.
We got to do it.
Yep, it's on the list.
It's on the list, definitely.
Blue Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. So I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, Sissy, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now that you've had a chance to see us, I'd like to turn the house lights up and take a look at you.
You go, folks.
Woo.
Time to do what we have to do.
That's so sad. I could do this all day.
Any closing words you'd like to share with our fine friends out there before we officially do it?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody once again. I know that you guys love this show. And you know what? You're probably wondering why we haven't done the Sweet Inspirations or some of the girls. And we have.
Right.
It's been a while. So we will probably try to do it again. But if you go over to our BlueswayConnection.com and go to our Listen Now, there's an archive section. Just look for it. A few years ago, we did do the sweets.
All right.
And, well, we probably need to do it again, but...
There you go. All right, say it with me, TL. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch, a long, lonely time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you, still more. Lonely rivers cry.
Hey, friends, you got an Elvis story? Are you digging Blue Suede Connection?
Call us at 540-227-0514.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.